Psalm 1, verses 3 through 6. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Like a tree, he shall be like a tree. A tree speaks of beauty, majesty, strength, a symbol of blessing. The tree shall be planted, speaks of security and being rooted and grounded. He's secure in the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Whenever there is a separation between values and practice, things break down. In ancient China, the people desired security from the barbaric invading hordes to the north. To get this protection, they built the Great Wall of China. It's 30 feet high, 18 feet thick, and more than 1,500 miles long. The Chinese goal was to build an absolutely impenetrable defense. Too high to climb over, too thick to break down, and too long to go around. But during the first 100 years of the wall's existence, China was successfully invaded 3 times. It wasn't the wall's fault. During all 3 invasions, the barbaric hordes never climbed over the wall, broke it down, or went around it. They simply bribed a gatekeeper and then marched right in through an open door. The purpose of the wall failed because of a breakdown in values. The godly man is grounded in character and has stability and strength, a virtue in his life. Instability in a person's life comes from a dual focus. From a dual focus. Psalm 32, 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Yet the instable person, James 1, 8 speaks of, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The tree planted by the rivers of water. The rivers, the water streams, the artificial channels of water that are seen in irrigated fields. In Christ, we are placed where the Lord puts us. Our source of strength is living water, the living water, Jesus Christ. Psalm 37, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And that one brings forth his fruit. Godliness produces fruitfulness in our lives. We are to be a fruitful people that brings forth its fruit in its season. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We're being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're bringing forth fruit in its season. John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Fruitfulness. brothers and sisters, is the outcome of being surrendered and guided by the Lord. We are to be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth its fruit in its season. We're getting our source from Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. And notice what it says, brings forth its fruit in its season. The fruit will come, brothers and sisters, in God's own timing. God uses him or her in his own time and in his own way. And those that are abiding in Christ, those that are planted by the rivers of water, the fruit will be produced in their life. And notice what it says, whose leaf also shall not wither. Shall not wither. There is a consistency in the life of the godly person. He's not up and down all the time. Life does not wither away the person of godly character because he's drawing his strength from the Lord. He's drawing his strength from the Lord. The Lord is in his strength. And he's dependent on the power of Christ. Shall not wither. He shall be faithful to the end. And whatever he does shall prosper. Prosperity is that which is given to you by the Lord, which has no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich in many different ways. In Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Success is not necessarily the same as wealth. That's the problem with the health and wealth message today that's being put forth. Success is not necessarily the same as wealth. You are not a success if you're miserable, you lose your family, or if you disobey God to gain a position or wealth. True wealth is not my net worth. That is not true worth, but what I amount to. The prosperous person has godly character and a good testimony for Jesus Christ. God puts a premium on character and being a good example. Whatever he does shall prosper. This is not to be taken in health and wealth parlance. It's all about money and acquisition of goods and materialism. That's not success. That's not necessarily prosperity. Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And love and favor rather than silver and gold. You don't hear that put forth, do you? You hear the great riches and the silver and gold put forth. But a good name is rather to be chosen. And love and favor rather than silver and gold. But verse 4 tells us the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The godly man is abundantly blessed, not the ungodly. This man, once again, with prosperity, there's a lot of ungodly people with money. However, the Hebrew text tells us not so for the ungodly. It's very emphatic. They're like chaff. When the farmer harvests his grain fields, he separates the true grain from the chaff by throwing it into the air. The wind blows away the chaff. Chaff is worthless, weak, and weightless. The question is your life like chaff? Are you wasting away your life? Are you without purpose? Are you weightless, unstable? Are you double-minded? Are you being driven by the world's philosophy, the pursuits of this world, the world's opinions, the world's attitudes, Isaiah 5:24. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The ungodly will not stand in the judgment. Not that they're not going to be judged. This means they shall not be able to maintain themselves. They'll not be able to stand their ground when judgment comes. Sin condemns a man. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Sin condemns a man. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. When the lost stand before God at the white throne judgment, they will be cast into hell and will never escape. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Horrific words, terrifying words for you that are listening today. If you would be ungodly, if you are not saved, the cowards, the unbelieving, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. The unbelieving, the murderers, the whoremongers, you that run around, party time, weekends, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, going to the bars, going to the clubs, whoremongers, whores, sorcerers, same as drug addicts, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. That is the end for the ungodly. The chaff, the wind will blow away. The ungodly falling down in the judgment. But the good news of the gospel is that you can repent of your sins today and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. If fear has come upon you today, you'd had been unbelieving until this moment, but yet something is rising up inside you, saying, yes, I must believe, I must flee from the wrath of God. My sin is ever before me. I know that I am rightfully condemned. But yet, there's rising up in me a hope in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ would save me from my sins. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Flee today from the wrath of God, you who that would be ungodly, and you who would be godly, you who are blessed, who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, that delight in the Lord, you meditating on the Lord day and night. You shall be, you're like a tree. Now you shall be, you are a tree already. A person of majesty and beauty and glory because of the Lord. He's planted you by the rivers of water, by Jesus Christ. The water is coming through you now. The rivers of life flowing through you, coming out of your mouth, bringing forth its fruit in its season. You're living a fruitful life now, brothers and sisters. And that leaf shall not wither. And whatever you're going to do is going to prosper. And once again, I'm not talking materially. Materially may happen, but that's neither here nor there. You prosper spiritually. Spiritual fruit. People being saved, people being discipled, people growing up, people that you're loving, people that you're caring for, people you're bringing the good news to, delighting in the Lord, knowing the Lord. This is the life of the godly. And Psalm 1 tells you, blessed are you. And as we'll see in our next study, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. And he knows the way of the righteous because he has ordained our steps. So let us rejoice today, brothers and sisters, that we are these majestic trees bringing glory to God, planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither. And whatever we do shall prosper. May we be thankful to the Lord for all that he's done today. And may we enjoy the river of life.